Hello, this is the Angel on Earth podcast, and I am AOE. For today, I am going to share with you on the topic of allowing yourself to fully receive. This is something that is really the perfect topic for today, because today is Thanksgiving, and I wish each and every one of you a happy Thanksgiving wherever you are, however you choose to experience this day, whether or not you celebrate it. I just want to let you know that I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I'm so grateful you're here on the planet. I'm so grateful that you're listening, and I'm just so grateful that you are exactly who you are. I hope that you receive this gratitude, open arms, open heart, as maybe a step one down this path of fully receiving. And maybe you are someone who is able to fully receive right now, and that is perfect, and that is awesome. I myself am working towards being that person consistently. I'd like to think that I am able to receive, but I admit fully that I have a hard time myself sometimes. And often what I have come up, and maybe some of you have this too, I'm better at receiving compliments these days, but, you know, years ago, I would even have a hard time receiving a compliment, because in receiving the compliment, I wanted to reassure the person who was giving me the compliment that they felt good about themselves, and no one in the room felt less about themselves because of me receiving that compliment. It's the million things running in the mind for all the programs of lack mentality. It really comes down to that, because in essence, in my mind, I was presuming that others would not be able to feel as good about themselves, so they were lacking that confidence. I presume the person who's giving the compliment may or may not feel like they've received sufficient something or other energy for giving out that compliment, and so are in lack of that, and then, you know, all of the things. So in the process of someone just trying to offer me something really nice, I would then try to patch all of these little holes that I perceived, whether or not they were there. Now, a lot of us are empathic, so we can feel a lot of what other people can feel around us. But instead of, I'll just take my own example first, because I don't want to put this on anyone else. This is just my experience. Take what resonates. When I would do that, what I recognize now is I could see how, in the process of me not fully receiving, number one, I was in essence taking this sum of energy, I mean like some like an amount of energy that I was receiving from the universe through a compliment, and then I was dividing it up into pieces, accepting a little bit for myself, and then sending the rest of it off into the ether, to others, to whatever. But I wasn't taking it all in. I was just like saying, oh no, this is all I need. I just need this much of it. And then what I did was, sure, I sent it other people's way, but what I was doing energetically at a higher level was, or I guess at a deeper level was, I was, instead of encouraging and supporting and holding space for people to fully authentically be themselves and to accept themselves and to see maybe through other people's experience how they can embody their fullest self more. So leading through example, instead of doing that, I was then essentially softening and trying to help them feel comfortable with their wounds. I was trying to subtly put them at ease with the discomforts they had in their own self. But the truth is, my greatest gifts, the things that I have learned and grown from and expanded and become so much more powerful from, were my wounds. Addressing them head on, feeling that pain and understanding it didn't need to be there. I learned how to create that wound, and I could uncreate it by owning all of the power myself, not divvying it out to other people and saying, this person gets to decide how worthy I am today, this person gets to decide how worthy I am over here, in this job, in this role. So, and I'm not blaming anyone else. I'm just looking at this from my personal experience. I understand how I was contributing to the furthering and the perpetuating of these wounds for other people. So what seemed like I was trying to give them love and support and make them feel better, while it seemed like a nice thing to do, and it, you know, it can be seen that way, really, I was simply allowing these individuals to further carry their wounds. And I don't want to do that. I unconditionally love them so much that I want them to be perfectly themselves. And maybe at this moment it's carrying that wound and feeling it and seeing it. But in seeing it, it's another opportunity for them to go, why can't I fully receive like that person over there? Why don't I feel as worthy as that person who's getting that compliment? Because there's no reason they can't be as worthy and even hold that energy of like love and receiving in their heart, whether someone's giving them a compliment or not, because really it's up to us to feel it internally and then we experience it externally. So if we feel validated and valued internally, others will express it to us externally and we will get to perpetuate those experiences. But it gives others who have those wounds, who aren't quite there, an opportunity to see, hey, why does this keep coming up for me? And not everyone's going to see it that way every time. Not everyone's going to see it as a gift, and that's okay too. And you don't have to go tell them. You don't have to go tell them that this is a gift. You feeling insecure? It's okay. This is a good thing. I mean, there comes a time where there are people who are at a place, like I'm in that place where someone did that. I would actually understand, but a lot of people may not. So I guess you could try, but I don't know how well that will go for you. So I just want to say, when I personally am given the opportunity to receive these days, I do my absolute best, which is perfect in every moment, to receive as much of that as I can. And in receiving, I allow myself to continue to receive more. I also open up the opportunity for others to have the same experience and to see that this is possible. And ultimately, what this energy exchange looks like, let's just pretend it's money, because money's awesome too. Money's not a bad thing. Money lets us do stuff. Lots of people want money, especially during the holidays, because you want to give gifts to your family and friends. Maybe you just want to go on a trip. You want to do something fun. You need money. You don't need it. You don't need it. But it makes the experiences easier to obtain when you have it. Let's put it that way. When you say, okay, universe, I want, let's just pretend it's the exact same example. I want $100. Let's just, like, I don't know, whatever you want to do with $100, we call it $1,000, call it $100,000, call it $1,000,000, it doesn't matter. It's all the same. I want $100. Let's go for $1,000,000. I want $1,000,000. What happens is, let's use the same example. The universe gives you $1,000,000 compliment. That's the value of that compliment. Now, you go ahead and see. It's all energy. It's all energy. You go ahead and say, okay, oh wow, this $1,000,000 is like coming straight to me. But gosh, the person who's giving it to me, you know, they're giving me $1,000,000. I'm just sitting here. Like, I'm not giving them anything. Here, take this much back. Thank you. You get some too. They're giving you the money, but it's okay. And then you look around the room and you go, oh, whoa, that person feels bad. Give them some of that money. That person over there, they look like they're kind of like a little depressed because I'm getting $1,000,000. Give them some of that money. There's someone over there and I know they're having a hard year. Give them some of that money. Okay. Now you think in your head you did a nice thing because you were like, oh, I make all of these people's lives better with this money. But you had that $1,000,000 earmarked for something. You were going to do some, now you can't do that thing with it. Okay? So you wanted $1,000,000. The universe gave you $1,000,000. And then you ended up with maybe like 100,000 of that million because you saw all of these different people and all these, and the person who gave it to you, you want to give them money back too. It's the universe. The universe is literally giving you all of this. The compliment, the money, everything. The universe is the source energy that all of this is like being translated from. It's just turning into money, compliment, gift, person, love. It's just energy. And when we take that, you know, original million and divvy it up, thinking we've improved the lives of all of these people around us. Now, I'm not saying charity isn't a good thing. Believe me. I give a lot, and I think it's great to support people, and I think that's awesome. But I'm saying, okay, if you wanted to support those 9 people, whatever, you gave $100,000 away to 9 different people, and one of the people is the one who gave you the money to start with. If you wanted to give each of those people $100,000, why didn't you just ask for $1,900,000? Because the universe doesn't care either way. It's going to give you whatever you ask for if you're open to receiving it. But in essence, instead of getting the million you wanted to do what you want to do, which would have ultimately amplified your energy, made you, you know, fulfilled in the moment for the thing you wanted to experience. Not that you're not fulfilled in and of yourself, but you know, you got to have the really awesome experience. You know, okay, so you got that million, and then what if you got the 900,000 on top of it, and you got to help those 9 other people too? Now, you might say, well, you know, I did this backwards, it's okay. Sorry. So, no, I'm not sorry. Anyways, $1 million, you get $1 million, you give away 900,000, now you have 100,000. What you might think is, oh, but I gave away all that money. Those people's lives are so much better. I feel so great. And you probably do, because that would be awesome to just hand people $100,000 here, $100,000 there. But what if you had the fulfillment of all of the experiences you wanted with that million, and you gave $900,000 away? What if you did that? That is... like you're lighting up inside, you're going all over the place, you're not only feeling this really warm feeling in your heart because you made people's days, but like you feel this energy of like anything is possible, and you get to go running around, you want to run around and tell everyone how it's possible you can get anything you want. So you get this energy boost that's like on steroids of like, you know, you just want to shout it from the rooftops. Like, people, come on, you can totally do this too. Look at how many people I helped, and I got the things that I wanted. That energy is so powerful. That energy can manifest anything in your life. But so often we're literally training ourselves for that moment by preparing and doing the first scenario where we give away 900,000 and we have 100,000 at the end and we haven't fulfilled our thing that we wanted. But, you know, sure, we did a good deed. We got a little bit of good feeling from doing that. But we didn't actually authentically honor what was in our heart to start with, which is why we asked for $1 million. And it's not a bad thing. You came here to this planet to do things with your life. You came here for experiences. You came here to buy things, spend money, get experiences, get things, get all. And you don't have to walk away with the things. You could just go on trips and enjoy yourself and enjoy the company of the people in your life. Get delicious food. All of those things. Experiences. Being in this physical body. That is why we're here. And the money is just the energy to do all of the things. All we have to do is let ourselves receive. So while we're training the rest of the days before we receive the $1,900,000, because I know we want to give away a lot of it, and that's awesome. You don't have to. You can also just say, I want $1 million, take $1 million, fully embody it, and you're still doing a good deed. You know why? Because you just rubbed a wound in someone else, just like you did when you fully accepted the compliment. And you didn't turn around and divvy it up and give it to everyone else around you. You just fully accepted it and said, thank you. Thank you so much. And held that amazing feeling in your heart and just let it flow through you and radiate through you and radiate you and allow you to expand that light and touch those other people. And yes, some of them will feel the wound. They'll feel the wound of lack. They don't have the compliment. They don't have the confidence. They don't have the money. They don't have the luxury of taking a break. But you rub the wound and it starts to have that internal search. Don't discount for a second how amazing it is that you're on this path of seeking your own truth, the source of what you are. at the essence of you. This is such an incredible journey. When we first sparked this thought in our mind that there's more, what else is there? What is this? What is this thing inside of my heart that's just, what is it? What am I? When the moment you fell down that path, you just became this incredible source of light and truth for yourself and so many others. Because you finally were looking for you, not for what everyone else wanted you to be. And when you're the trigger that causes someone else to look inwards, how amazing is that? How amazing is it to spark that journey for someone else? And you're here to do that for many people. But if you quell their worries, if you kind of just cover up the wound and put a Band-Aid over it for one more day, you're not a bad person for doing it. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, if we came here to spark light in our own hearts and everyone else around us, sometimes it's going to hurt a little bit. But it hurt us too. It's part of the path sometimes. It's that constant, it's the constant reminder on our journey of where we have pieces to heal. Why would we take that away from someone else? Why would we ever delay that journey starting for someone else? At least in my heart, I know that the only truth is I am so grateful that for that moment that it sparked in me, and I can't wait to be that spark for someone else, to set off that train of thoughts. That's, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Is this me? And then taking off all of the layers and seeing how incredibly powerful each and every one of us is. When I look around me now, even the people who are at their weakest points, they're maybe suffering, they're going through a health challenge or going through a financial challenge, I don't see weakness. I see light. I see light waiting to radiate. And I emanate the energy of, I am here for any of you, ready to seek that light. And you don't need me, you don't need anyone else. But I'm here to support, even energetically, just be that grounding stone that's like, hey, yeah, it's possible. This is real. You can find that truth of who you are. Just keep looking. And don't think that you're anything less than perfect. But it's a journey to get there. It's not just in an instant. And sometimes you are that little spark, that little painful thing that reminds the person just one more time that they don't want to deal with that crap anymore, that limitation, that belief that they can't do it and that they're not perfect. I love looking around and seeing nothing but light, because that's the true essence of what everyone is. And some people just don't see it yet. That's all. They just can't see it themselves. So I'll see it for them until they do. That's how I've adopted going about my days. And that's how I've really embodied receiving so much more, because I see myself receiving as I'm showing everyone else how we can receive from the universe. And I'm showing others that this is possible. You can be infinite in this body. And I'm a work in progress, and that's perfect. But I am someone who can show others that it's possible, and I'm going to keep doing that. And in doing that, I train myself to fully receive from the universe and start to more fully receive all the things I've been asking for. Because really what we've done up until maybe you make the decision to fully receive all the time is you're training and teaching the universe, hey, I only want a tenth of what I asked for ever. Now you might hear that and go like, whoa, really? But think about it. Think about all the times that you receive, but you don't fully receive. What are you telling the universe? What are you using to train the algorithm? What input are you kind of, what is the history of what's led up to this moment? Have you been giving back half of what you asked for? And if you have been, well, okay, you can keep doing that, or you can consider receiving all of the things that you wanted And this just be one more step in the direction of fully receiving everything. There's all sorts of other things to work on, limiting beliefs and everything else. But this is a huge step for us. Because we're training the algorithm, we're teaching the universe, we're teaching ourselves that we get to keep all of the things that come to us. And everyone else can do that too. So you always have a choice. Yes, you can not keep everything and give away half and whatever, however much you want to, and that's fine. But if you're someone who really is like, why am I not getting what I'm manifesting? I'm intending, I'm doing all the things, I'm visualizing, and you're like, I don't know why it's not coming. This might be something for you to consider trying. Fully receive everything that you're receiving from the universe. I'll give you an example. This is a perfect example because I'm going to show you how it didn't work and then how a little bit of, okay, how it did, then it didn't, and then it did. So, also, why don't we take a break from this episode and go to a message from our sponsors? Why, hello. I am the sponsor. This is my podcast. And I know I'm being silly, but I feel silly, so that's okay. I wanted to share, if you are someone who's looking for community, especially like if you're maybe you have a great set of people around you for the holidays, maybe you don't. I don't know what your life is like. It doesn't matter. You might have amazing people around you, but still, if you want to include more amazing people around you, consider joining the Dragon Den. The Dragon Den is a Patreon that I've started. The information is in the episode details, along with all my contact information and everything else that you might be wondering about. And I'm just going to put it out there again. Dragon Den, it's amazing. We have everything from different types of yoga, quantum angelic yoga. We have a yin yoga class where we do chakra clearing and balancing, and I go through all of the chakras. You feel amazing afterwards. I can say that confidently because I know you're going to feel amazing. So it's literally part of the monthly membership. You just get that once a month for sure. So if even if you just don't, you know, you've been busy, there's a lot of stuff going on, just know that you always get that every month. And it's always recorded, and I put it up at, you know, you have access to it for like a good chunk of time. You get to watch it whenever you want. So you can pretty much every event is recorded. So if you can't make the live events, you can definitely watch the recording and you get just as much benefit. And a lot of people do that. So if you're interested, check it out. See if it's something you might want to do. And it's not just the yoga. The yoga is like one thing. Then consider you get to have a Dragon Den think tank, one or two meetings a month. That's a wonderful environment for us to just cultivate and channel in all of this beautiful energy and downloads for each other, for whatever problems we're facing in our businesses, any kind of limitations we're trying to overcome, and we work on it together. Like the last one, I had a wonderful experience, and the other Dragon Den members, they were amazing. They supported me in creating and developing a whole other session type that I'm going to be offering soon. And so, you know, and we all do that for each other. So if you are stuck somewhere and you just want to have some support, and sometimes it's just like nice to talk to people in like a conversation about what is happening for you energetically, what crazy things are going on, and not just listening to like someone else talk about it. And then you go, oh, wow, that makes sense. That's what's happening to me. No, like have a conversation with each other, like people, like one person talks and then another person talks and then you talk again. That's nice. And that is something that we do at least once or twice a month. And also there's other stuff. Wow, I can't even remember what we do. There's energy updates too. There's like I do some card readings and stuff like that. So there's a lot. We also talk about human design, talk about all sorts of things. And then why don't I talk about the new software? So the new software is actually really awesome and I feel super aligned to it. If you are interested in this, please reach out to me because I'm extremely excited. I don't know how this is going to shift and turn as the year goes on and into 2022, but right now what I'm offering is 30-minute consultation. It is basically me doing downloads and pulling ideas and essentially anything that is available for me to grab from the ether into our reality for you, for whatever you're facing with your business. So there's like a little pre-work, a few questions I'll ask you ahead of time before the consultation so we can make the most of our time. You tell me what problems you're facing. You tell me what's going on and what you're like kind of looking to move through, whatever block it is. Or maybe you're just trying to start your business and you're just trying to figure out where to go. That's perfect too. Whatever it is, I'm extremely good at pulling a lot of different ideas out, and then you get presented with them and you get to pick and choose what you want to move forward with. I know ahead of time that every idea is not going to be one for you, but I know that there's a ton of stuff that's available, and then I'm just bringing it through so you get to choose what you would like to play with next, and you have all of the options in front of you. So seriously consider doing that. I don't know how long I'm going to have it at the price that I will. I think right now it's going to be $55 for the 30 minutes. And it's purely like, it's just a lot of information you're going to get for whatever you're facing. Essentially, you know, again, you choose what you want to do for next steps. If you want to do like a full on coaching, like for extended periods of time, I will be happy to discuss that with you if you would like some discussion on implementation. Also, if you're facing stuff where you're really wanting to start to go live, this is like its own session too. So this is separate. That's what I do for the consultation. And then another, one of the newer packages that I have available, it's either a session or it's a coaching package. And what it is if you want to go live on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook, whatever thing you want to go live on, and you're just terrified, you're scared, you can't fathom, like you have so much stuff you want to share that your guides are pushing you to share, your highest self is pushing you to share, and you're sitting there going like, I want you so badly, but your mouth gets dry and your voice cracks and you get really, your whole body tightens up, you get sweaty. And you finally open the app. Maybe it's Instagram. You want to go live on Instagram. You're sitting there. You're going like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm supposed to do it. I have a message to share. I've channeled this in. This is exactly what I'm supposed to share. This is important. Other light beings on this planet need to know. And you get the app up finally, and you are looking at it and you hit the little like thing to prepare to go live, and you're thinking about what you're going to call it, what title to make it. You're not really sure what else is going to come up that you have to figure out. But you're too stressed and thinking about like the going live part. So your heart rate is starting to go up and your chest gets a little tight, and you're just having a little bit of a struggle with the full taking breaths and whatnot. And you're just sitting there looking, and you almost have this like tunnel vision on the Instagram like feed where you're just like, okay, I have to hit go live, and then it's going to be okay. I'm going to do it. And you don't do it. You'll do it tomorrow. It'll be fine. You'll do it tomorrow. And you take a nice big, big deep breath of relief, and you put the phone down. You're like, yeah, tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. Same thing if you're trying to do a story, a video, or a video just in general. Like, it's just so much. Or maybe you even have a video. It's not even live. Like, you've recorded this video 5 times and you don't like how your face looks. You don't like how, by the way, no one really, okay, you're beautiful. You're perfect. But whatever. If you have this thought in your head, even if you did look funny, which is fine, you're perfect. You're not looking funny. You know, people, if they're hearing a message that resonates with their soul, they don't care what you look like. You could, it doesn't really matter. I've shown up with like face paint from Halloween. I've shown up with no makeup on now. I've shown up with like all of the different things, and no one has not listened to what I've had to say because of what I look like. In fact, usually the more ridiculous or the more authentic I have been, I have found more and more people to listen. But if you're that person where you can't get feeling okay, you're like, whoa, I can't, you know, the voice sounds squeaky, the voice, whatever. We're all hyper vigilant and very judgy of ourselves. You know, if you heard someone else do exactly what you did, literally the sound and everything and the word choice, you would not judge them for a second. You'd be like, wow, that person's so brave. They're going live. They're sharing their truth. Damn, I wish I could do that. the truth is, it's all perception and it's all energy. And a lot of it has to do with energy blockages in the chakra system. And a lot of it is, it could be from this lifetime. It could also be from past lifetimes. It doesn't really matter. I will work with you. And what you get in the single session is an assessment, essentially, of what areas could be most optimal to start working with. So what chakras, what things. I do a little bit of clearing with you, a little bit of energy work. And then you have a bunch of information, and I'll go through a little bit of techniques and stuff for what can help you initiate your whole going live and all of that. But if you do the coaching, the more this would be like a longer period of time. We'll do multiple sessions together. If you want to do that, what I offer is essentially the reading first, and then you get a lot of the implementation. So we'll do a lot more consistent techniques, things to help you clear the energy, do more work to actually clear some of the chakras, and do some energy work to release and work. Sometimes it is an energetic stem cell, part of the chakra system, and I'm more than, you never need me for anything. So I say this stuff with the full knowing that I am offering you a service that you can take for convenience, but none of this is something where you hear a word and you go, I don't know what that is. I must have to go. I would love to work with you, but you do not need me. You can do it on your own. And it's just, I've had the same situation where sometimes, yeah, I could figure it out on my own, but I'd rather do it faster because I'd like to get to the next step. And that's okay to just move through things quickly with support, if that's what feels aligned to you. And so if you're feeling like, okay, yeah, I could really, you know, that would be nice. There have been things that have been off. I'm deathly afraid of speaking. Then these are the things for you. And we'll work through different. And I also, for anyone who actually gets the multiple sessions, I'm offering a free, you will get a mini guided meditation, mini because if you want to use this before you go live, I want it to be very convenient for you, but it's a very nice guided meditation slash, you can think of, it's basically customized to you for what you're experiencing, and I will underlay some energy work into the recording and also give you some guided techniques and things to prepare you before you go live each and every time, so you can feel very confident, very grounded, and able to at least push the live button so you can start this whole process. And you'll just find with every time you do it afterwards, with the sessions that we do, you'll become more and more confident, and it will become fun for you. So there's that. That's the late. Those are the two latest things. And then my standard soul alignment readings just kind of help you understand. And all of these, I do tend to mix different stuff. So we talk about energy work, we talk about the chakra system. I might even customize a yoga sequence for you or something to help you energetically work on certain regions. It's a lot of whatever it is that's going to support you best, you uniquely, that you are feeling is in alignment with you. I integrate that into these sessions. So they're very, very like multiple cross-disciplinary, like it's very supportive in all of the ways. Like I've, and the human, especially the soul alignment, I've integrated a lot more human design. It's not the whole thing. It's a part of it. I think it's important to integrate multiple different modalities for all of these things. So yeah, now back to the show, 33:22. That's the time point that I just did that. Wasn't trying. But anyways, so the thing that happened recently was I was about to set up an appointment for getting my nails done. My nails look so pretty. Some of you have seen me go live. I like to get my nails done, have them all be all shiny. The person who does my nails is amazing. And I love, you know, just having fun with it. It's just like a fun thing. So I was scheduling an appointment, and we have a new puppy. Like, I love this puppy. It's like, oh my God, I love all my pets. This puppy is just like this giant ball of love. It's amazing. And she gets really anxious though, because we did find her some time ago now, and so she gets really worried about us not being near her. And so usually when either my husband or myself will be with her, during the day, and we try to make sure, cause she just gets so upset. Like I leave her, even when I go to the store and I'm not bringing her with me cause it's a grocery store or something, she gets so upset in the car and I feel so bad. But I know half of that is actually my own. I'll go into this a whole other session. This is like another episode in and of itself. But anyways, I didn't want to leave her alone. And so I asked my husband, and I was like, would you mind, like, is it possible for, cause I don't expect him to, but I'm just like, would it be possible that you could watch her while I go get my nails done? And he was like, yeah, sure. I can actually do it that day. And I was like, are you sure? Cause I know he's taking time away from doing other work to come back. Cause he works, like not in an office. He does like other, like fixes things and like that kind of stuff. And so he has, his work. So if he's home watching the puppy, he's not doing his work. And so I was just like, really? Okay. Yay. So I scheduled my appointment, and then it got closer and I started to just feel guilty. Like I felt, for whatever reason, like the universe was very supportive. He agreed and everything was great. But then I got all like judgy of myself and like, oh, it's just getting your nails done. Like he has actual work to do. And so I started to question it again. And I brought it up one more time and I was like, are you sure you're okay with this? And then he immediately energetically emitted this, like, so instead of just receiving this gift of like, sure, your puppy is watched by daddy, like everything's good. It was like, I kept pushing it away, like not fully receiving it. And then he immediately was like, well, what is it for again? And I was like, oh, it's just to get my nails done. Like, it's not that important. And he started to act kind of funny about it. And it was fun. Cause it was just like, I could totally see. I was like, oh wait, what happened? What changed? You were totally fine before. And he was like, I don't know. I do have a bunch of jobs and stuff. And I was like, okay. And then I like paused. I kind of like took myself out of the situation, gave it a day. Cause I was just like, what am I doing? Why? I was like, what happened? And then I was like, oh right. Energetically, I'm literally emitting guilt. I don't deserve this. I shouldn't receive this. And I switched back energetically to like, I'm so grateful. I'm, you know, the universe supports and loves me. I allow myself to receive. And the next day it flipped immediately. It was like, oh yeah, I'm totally, you know, I'll be done before that time. I can totally come back. I don't need to do the other jobs that day. I can just do them another day. And I was like, oh my God. And literally, like, it wasn't explaining it to him. Cause that would, I was like, well, how come you didn't know? How come you, no, it didn't even need that whole thing. It was just, I receive. That's it. I'm going forward receiving. And then he totally, like, completely turned it around and was very supportive, very much like the exact same thing he was in the beginning. It was like, yeah, of course I'll help with that. I can do that. And he came back even earlier. He gave me a back rub and a butt rub. I know it sounds funny, a butt rub, but like my glutes and my, like, there's been a lot of root chakra stuff that's been going on, and releasing those energies is crazy. It causes a lot of tightness, a lot of pain, and a lot of discomfort. And sometimes it's literally like the glute, your butt, it's like really tight muscles and stuff. And so he was giving me a butt rub. And I am so grateful. And so like not only because I was in this very, and I was like, I've been building up this energy of receiving and like being okay with just receiving and grateful and appreciative and like really like harnessing that appreciation. And like he came back early. He gave me a rub. He was here for the puppy. Like he and the other, like the dog, all the dogs and like the cat, and everyone was happy. I was relaxed. I didn't have to be as stressed. Like if I had to leave her alone or if she had to come with me and be like around a lot of stuff. And it was easy. It was like super easy for me. And then going through the, so, and then I was just, I like, sometimes in the past I might fall back into guilt that, you know, he stopped his day for me, which he did, but he was grateful to, and he was happy to do it. So I was appreciative. And this time I kept carrying this appreciation. And what happened was, not only, so I get to the nail place, and it was like perfect timing. They were ready to have me sit down. They like did a beautiful design on my nails. If you want to see them, you can check out some sometime in the near future, some of the Instagram stuff. And
He took like tons of time to do such a really pretty, careful, like, just like really did everything. In the middle of getting my nails done, this girl comes by who's selling strawberries, like these giant crates of strawberries. And I see them and I'm like, ooh, those look really good. But I like just to myself thinking like, oh, are she selling those? Like, is she just selling them to everybody or is it the people who work here? Like, I just like thinking all the things. I was like, oh, that'd be really nice to have one of those. And the person who's doing my nails, like, stands up and talks to her for a second. And is like, I was like, oh, maybe he's just buying some from her. Like, because he was going to buy some from her. Because she looked like she was coming up to him. Like, she knew him or something. And I could hear, like, a little bit what they were saying. And then he turns to me and is like, oh, do you like strawberries? Do you want some strawberries? And I just took it as, like, oh, like, you want to buy some? And I was like, oh, you know, yeah, I actually do. I really do. And I was just like, but I was like pausing for a moment because all of these thoughts running through my head because I had, funnily enough, I only had like $100 bill and so I'd have to break it. And I was like, which is fine. I don't mind that. I was just like, I kept feeling, here are the thoughts. Oh crap. I only have 100. First thought, like, really? I only have 100. And then it was like, oh no, but then I have to ask someone to break it. I don't want to inconvenience someone to have to break the bill to get the thing, but I really want the strawberries, but I don't want to, like, I don't know how I'm going to figure this out. Like, I have to go take time, figure out someone to break the bill, then do it, but I'm getting my nails done. And like, but before I could even finish thinking my craziness, he immediately is like, okay. And he tells her he wants to get it to buy that one. And then he was like, it's for you. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, for you, happy Thanksgiving. And so he gifted me a giant, like a pallet, like a giant pallet of strawberries that were all amazing and fresh. And it was just like, oh my God, really? Like, really? I didn't have to pay for it. I didn't have to, like, and for, it wasn't like, oh, just pay me back. It was just like, here, for you, thank you. And I was like, thank you. And I just like fully received it. And I had moments of discomfort because I was like, oh my God, I feel so bad. He's giving me this amazing nice strawberries and he's doing such a nice job on my nails. And I just got like overwhelmed with all of these, like, oh my God, I'm so grateful. But I let myself switch it to gratitude. I let myself just hold, instead of letting it go to guilt, I was like, I am so fortunate. Like, I am so grateful to have people like this in my life. Like, the person who does my nails just gifted me a giant pallet of strawberries. Like, I'm going home with my nails done and these strawberries. Like, how can I get any better than this? And that's the other thing I keep telling myself. Because I'm like, every time good things happen, and even when they're not, I've been playing with this thing that I heard someone talk about. Like, just saying, how can I get any better than this? And so I do that now. And every time I've been doing it, I keep getting like more and more amazing things happening. Like, just like random surprises from the universe. And it was just like so good to feel like I've received that. Like, it was, because it was a gift from his heart. It was just wanting to be nice because he likes me as a client. He thinks I'm a good person. And it showed so much. And it just made me feel so good in my heart. And I just felt so grateful. And like supported, like, in all of the ways. And that's how the universe works. Like, this is just a simple example of how you can receive so much by just being grateful and receiving everything fully to begin with. Knowing that you're abundant, knowing that you can receive. Everyone can receive. And so I received it just like with a full, just like authentic, like, I'm so grateful. And just like more and more amazing things just kept like happening. And like when I had got like on my way back home, I was thinking, oh crap, it's been a little long. Cause I also stopped by a store on the way back and I was like, oh crap, I took a little bit more time and a lot for my nails. But, I wanted to get back to my husband, so I didn't leave him alone with the puppy for too long. And then in the back of my head, I was like, wait, no, I'm not guilty about this because that's going to make it so if I get home, he's going to feel kind of like, oh, you took a long time. And instead, I was like, well, you know what? You don't know what's happening. Maybe he's having a good time. Maybe he's playing some games. Maybe he's taking some rest. Like, you don't know what he's doing. And so I set the intention for, like, some, like, he is experiencing things for his best and highest good, and I have taken time. Like, that's it. Not, I've taken more than I should. No guilt. Just, I had exactly what was intended for me. He had amazing things happen for him. I got home. He was waking up from a nap. with the puppies. Puppies took a nap. He took a nap. And he was a little groggy because it was an afternoon nap. But I felt so amazing and gifted in my heart because he not only got to rest that day, that afternoon, because normally he'd be working. So instead of working really hard and making himself exhausted, he took a nap, which I am so happy about. Like, that makes me so happy because while I was taking the time to take care of myself, get my nails done, receive the strawberries, and go to the store, I got home and my husband actually got to take a nap with the puppies. The puppies were thrilled because they got to nap with daddy, and he was thrilled because he got to take a freaking nap. Like, instead of being out somewhere doing like a lot of stuff. And that's how it works. If we let ourselves receive and know that everyone else can too, we literally can bring abundance into the lives of ourselves and so many more. We can improve so many people's lives just by finally letting ourselves receive. That's how powerful it is. So, I will leave it at that for now because I think I've shared quite a bit today. And I have so much more eventually to get to with all sorts of cool experiences that I've had. Love you lots. Bye.